This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., once again. Busy month this January with the inauguration of a new president and the annual March for Life, something that has taken place every year in the nation's capital since the momentous and very sad decision of the Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade. But you have a group of folks that have endured year after year after year, and now they have a new president who supports their cause, so much so he will be speaking via, a phone and video kind of apparatus today. And the vice president, Mike Pence, is speaking as well. Actually, to the group, will be on the mall, right there on the stage. Pretty extraordinary. And we'll kind of walk you through everything that happens today. We are here embedded with the good folks from the University of Mary on this historic trip. And so we're soaking it all in, and we'll let you know what's happening exactly, and we're excited to be a part of this wonderful endeavor. This is What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here, often known as Todd the Radio God, although
small G.
Whenever I say that, and Monsignor Shea is here, I get a little nervous, you know, whenever
I
say
G,
that.
Small G, just make sure we all spell that right.
Expecting to get a word to the wise. But anyway, so Todd's here. And also, of course, Manny manning the phones. We've got Rev producing the program. Always appreciate your feedback. We call it What's on Your Mind for a reason. And you tell us, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd. And those texts come right to us, 701-226-8503. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Don't call us. We won't answer. We can't answer. We're busy, but you can text us. And of course, also email anytime, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Encourage you to find out more about the jobs and the economic opportunity that industry continues to bring to our great state at their Facebook page and also their website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. So with me right now is Monsignor James Shea. As I mentioned, we're embedding with the University of Mary. I feel much more youthful today as I woke up, and all the students getting ready to go and off to mass before they head for the march. What an exciting time, Monsignor. Thanks for joining us.
It's an honor to be here, Scott. Thanks for being here with us as the University of Mary leads the 44th annual March for Life. What an honor.
Unbelievable how many years they've been at. Last year would have certainly been the most historic in the history of the University of Mary until this year.
My goodness, was it ever.
For the sake that you were literally stranded on a highway after the march trying to head back home for 24 hours.
Right? That's right. We sat on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in the middle of a blizzard, and we were stuck. And the Pennsylvania National Guard came out to get us. They're different from the North Dakota National Guard because it consisted of one payloader slowly clearing the freeway. And so we sat there for more than 20 hours waiting to be rescued. And in the midst of it all of a sudden the phone started to ring. You know, I had a friend of mine who was at Mass with us this morning, Scott, Catherine Jean Lopez, who's the online editor for National Review.
Great writer.
Yeah, she and I were college classmates here at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. 100 years ago. And she and I jumped on the bus together, and she was going to get off in Pittsburgh, but we got stuck before that. I thought I'd lost a friend forever. She has something like 60,000 Twitter followers, and so she sat on the bus. She was tweeting away. All of a sudden, the phone started to ring. The New York Times, the Washington Post, BBC Radio, BBC Television. Of course, all the local newspapers in Pennsylvania and North Dakota started to cover it. And all of a sudden, the March for Life, which is the largest annual march ever in Washington. In other words, sometimes a large event will happen here in our nation's capital, but year upon year, the annual event which draws the most year upon year is the March for Life. But oftentimes it's ignored by the mainstream media.
I mean, terrible. I know this because as a parent, this is my first trip here to the March for Life. But our kids have gone for, I suppose, close to 10 years now. My wife would come once in a while as a chaperone, but I was back home talking about it, not actually here. So this was a great opportunity to come with the University of Mary this year and be part of it. And I have our daughter here who's a senior in high school as well and brought her along. Just kind of a fun dad-daughter senior moment, you know. But I am always enormously frustrated back home about how this momentous event is just ignored by the mainstream media. And it is going to be very interesting to see what happens this year, because last weekend, after the inaugural, there was a women's march.
Mm-hmm.
And primarily their message was, you know, abortion's good. Right? The Planned Parenthood's good. The opposite message of what people here are saying this weekend. So you're going to have hundreds of thousands of people again to counter that message. It'll be fascinating, but we did get a little help from the President of the United States in an interview this week, specifically asking a reporter that question. So that's kind of nice, right?
Well, the pattern of ignoring this beautiful event is really sinister, I think. And so the fact that last year we were able to witness to it was really extraordinary.
It was.
And so, because I guess Americans care about the weather. And so there we were, and we were able, and the students, it was an amazing thing. They were so tranquil, so peaceful, so prayerful, and they enjoyed each other. It was really an amazing time. There was not a single complaint. The whole time we were taking people onto the bus who were stranded. They were out trying to help shovel people out. We were taking them. We were passing out granola bars to other stranded pilgrims. A truck driver came in and we.
You're rationed food. You're handing out.
Yeah, that's right. Right. We sang happy birthday to a truck driver. It was an amazing experience and an unforgettable experience. Because of that, when I got back to North Dakota and we had seen all of this coverage, Jeannie Mancini, who is the president and the leader of the whole March for Life organization, called me in my office at the University of Mary in Bismarck and said, Monsignor, we were so impressed by the witness of your students. We couldn't believe the coverage that it drew. We couldn't believe how God used your plight and your sacrifice in order to spread the news about the March for Life, that we want the University of Mary to lead the March for Life next year. And so that's why this year, the University of Mary students will be holding the banner at the very beginning of the March for Life. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people are going to join us on the National Mall, and we're going to stand for life. We're going to witness to life. Katrina Gallick, who's a young woman from Florida, a student at the University of Mary, will be one of the platform speakers. Katrina will be joined by Cardinal Dolan, by Kellyanne Conway, who's a name that's become familiar a little bit recently, and the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, will be speaking as well. So it's really a wonderful thing. Then we'll march down Constitution Avenue. Scott, I think this is my 14th March for Life. I was counting it the other day, because I used to come here when I was a teenager. I was on the board for National Teens for Life. I came as a college student, and then I went to college here for a few years, and then since I became president of the University of Mary, we've been bringing students down. Never a group this large, though. This is an amazing thing to have 650 students all together with us. The high schools, the Catholic high schools in Bismarck and Minot and Dickinson and Fargo are all with us, marching with us as well. And then hundreds of thousands of others from all across the country, from sea to shining sea, standing for the unborn child, standing for the right and dignity of the human person, the right to life from birth until death. I'm sorry, from conception until death. It's a beautiful thing.
It's phenomenal. It really is. And, you know, I'd never thought of that. I watched last year with great interest, obviously, the stories about being stranded, but I never thought it was bringing attention to the march. I was actually thinking, this is great for University of Mary, honestly, because, you know, I mean, it spoke volumes about the character of students at the University of Mary, about the school and everything else, but, you know, great point. Now a march that is ignored, you know, is all of a sudden covered because you're stranded in the weather trying to go home, but they have to connect it to what you guys were doing. So, and also pretty good pastoral message in that, you know, yeah, was that uncomfortable and was that a little difficult? Sure, but a lot of good came out of it, didn't it?
But we're hardy people on the prairies. And you know what? There was a certain point when I was there with all of our students that I thought, this is just like a family trip in North Dakota. In other words, we were stranded in the snow. I'm the oldest of 8 children. And so a couple busloads full of people, it wasn't a challenge at all. And in fact, it brought us all much closer together. And it gave the students a deep sense for what our mission really is and for the way that we need to stand for those who are vulnerable, for those who can't speak for themselves, that we need to have a sense for justice.
The students just wrapped up a mass with Cardinal Timothy Dolan, a rather famous cardinal for a lot of reasons. One, he's just an officious guy. He was mentioned as a potential candidate for Pope this last go around, but he's obviously the cardinal the bishop of the New York Diocese. People know him from St. Patrick's Cathedral. And was your rector.
He was.
When you were in seminary, so obviously there's that connection. But how neat to have him say Mass for all of the North Dakota delegation.
It was an amazing thing. So we had about a 30-hour bus ride down here, and we got here yesterday. And we went to a big rally for life out in Fairfax, Virginia, which was a beautiful thing. And then we checked in. Here we're staying in downtown D.C., just a couple blocks from Old St. Patrick's Church, which is an old Irish church in the middle of Washington, D.C., just a couple blocks north of the National Mall. And Cardinal Dolan, who was my rector when I was studying in the seminary at the North American College in Rome, and who's now the Archbishop of New York and also the chairman of the Pro-Life Activities Committee for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, he said Mass for thousands and thousands last night at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, and then he said Mass in a much more intimate way for hundreds and hundreds at St. Patrick's here with us. So it was a beautiful event.
It sure was.
It was beautiful. And wasn't his message something?
Unbelievable. It was. And again, maybe we'll touch a little on that message and this cause when we come back. If you have any questions for Monsignor, please call 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. The president of the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea, is with us on the program. We're talking about the 650 students that are here from North Dakota, University of Mary, nation's capital, March for Life, happening in a few hours. And we have coverage for you. Stay tuned. Your call's welcome.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In Washington. Washington, D.C. Countdown to the March for Life is on. Monsignor Shea is with us from the University of Mary. We're talking about a historic day in this March for Life for the University of Mary. They'll be carrying that banner, leading that charge today, so this will be great. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, fairly regular guest of ours here on the program. He himself had problems sleeping. And, you know, just was distraught that pillows would go flat, and he'd flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or a headache, feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. That's why he invented MyPillow. He wanted a pillow where he could take that patented fill and move it around and give you the exact support you need as an individual. The genius of the pillow, I know some people say to me, I don't get this, I hear you talking about a pillow. A pillow is a pillow, right? I mean, what's the difference? I just say, well, trust me, get one. 60-day money-back guarantee, so just get one. But mainly, it adjusts to you. That's the thing. It has that interlocking fill that you can move and get to adjust regardless of your sleep position. Works great. And now, for a limited time, through the end of January, they have a 4-for-1 deal, so it's a great deal. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, okay? Back with Monsignor Shea. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Mark in Goodrich has a question for you, Monsignor. Go ahead, Mark, your question.
Yeah, good morning. So I'd like to thank the Monsignor and the Catholic Church in general. I'm a Protestant, but the Catholic Church has taken the lead in our nation in as far as supporting life, life in the womb, and protecting the unborn child. And I'd like to thank the Monsignor and the Catholic Church for doing that. And I think it's a great place for Protestants and Catholics to come together. And an example of how we can come together as believers in God and Jesus Christ to take a stand and make our country better. Thank you for that. And I'd
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. Anything you want to say to that?
Mark, I'm deeply touched by your comment, actually, because it was just in my heart as I was sitting here waiting to come back on the air. It was on my heart in all the years that I've come to the March for Life. It's been such a beautiful thing to see the broad coalition of people who gather here in our nation's capital to stand for life. On the buses at the University of Mary, we obviously have a lot of Catholic kids who come down, but we also have some non-Catholic kids, some Protestant kids who are on our buses with us, students who want to stand for life. But when you get to the National Mall, you'll see Evangelicals for Life, you'll see Lutherans for Life, you'll see Methodists for Life. There's a Jewish organization for life that marches. There are also agnostics and atheists for life. They carry signs that say, because my biology textbook tells me so. And
I know atheists are for this just because they believe in science, right? I mean, science could be, you can make a science argument.
The message here is that the unborn child is a human person from the moment of conception. We all know that. And, of course, ultrasound technology has advanced in the decades since Roe versus Wade, so public support for abortion has diminished. As we're able to watch the unborn child in the womb, as we're able to watch her yawn and smile, as we're able to watch her suck her thumb. And this 4D technology is really extraordinary, and it has this way of moving the heart and reminds us that a life is precious, no matter how small, and that if we don't protect the smallest and the most vulnerable, we're not able to protect anybody. Cardinal Dolan last night, in his message at the Basilica of the National Shrine, talked about sanctuary, talked about the protection of life. And he said, in a society where the smallest and the most vulnerable is not protected, who's safe then? Who can be safe if the smallest and the most vulnerable is not protected? And so, Mark, we'll take your solidarity. We'll join arms with you, no problem at all. We love joining with all men and women of goodwill in this cause. And so I think that this is a real matter for Catholics and Protestants, for all Christians, and for believers of other faiths to come together and to stand for life. This is a beautiful thing, and it's a broad issue. It's not a narrow issue.
Appreciate the call. I would imagine there are a lot of our listeners, and, you know, I'm very passionate about this topic. It's in every fiber of my being. But I do a radio talk show where I could talk about 1,000 things every day, right? And the callers want to talk about 1,000 things every day. And my job is to make sure we're just talking about what's on their minds, what's in the news, what's happening, new president, new governor, you know, a protest south of town, whatever's happening, right? But, you know, I suppose maybe 1% of the time I'm talking about this. But I could talk about it 99% of the time because that's how strongly I feel about it. But I would bet the vast majority of our audience would be the opposite of that. Would be, you know, 1% is enough on this topic. It makes a lot of people uncomfortable, right? They, you know, you can clear a room with mentioning the word abortion. Why? Why is that?
Well, I think it's a mark of shame in the midst of our culture. We live in a land, we live in a society where we cherish freedom. And Americans and North Dakotans are proud people who want the freedoms which are guaranteed to us by our Constitution, which are guaranteed to us by our God-given dignity. They want those rights and those freedoms to be protected and cherished. And in the midst of this, in a country of the most abundance in the history of the world, we have a situation in which we're not caring properly for women who face difficult situations in their pregnancies, in which we're not making space and welcome for women who suffer and who struggle in that way, but also for the unborn child to come into the world. And so when the history books are written, I think deep down we know that this will be a black mark upon our history.
No question.
And it's something which calls for a deep and a profound conversion of mind and heart. And so it seems to me that the way that you put it, Scott, is important. The stakes are higher in this issue than just about any other issue that you can imagine. And they're high for each of us as well. I've read Katrina's speech that she's going to give today. And one of the wonderful points that she's going to make is that this isn't primarily something political. This isn't primarily even a social struggle. This is a struggle within every human heart. Each of us has to deeply decide whether we're for life or against it. And that means, first of all, whether we're for our own lives. The gift that we've been given of our lives is an irrevocable and a beautiful gift. This is the kind of gift which we can't give enough thanks for. And we should live every day fully and well. And that cherishing, that honoring, that reverencing of our own lives as a gift causes us deep within to want to defend the life of everyone else as well and cherish those, particularly those who have no one else to speak for them. Today, hundreds and hundreds of students at the University of Mary and hundreds of thousands of people here in our nation's capital are speaking for those and witnessing for those who have no voice. And we stand with them because we first of all know that we ourselves need to receive deeply, more deeply, the gift of our own lives. And that as a result, those freedoms, those rights that we ourselves enjoy need to be defended so that others can have them as well. And that means caring for the unborn child. It means defending her rights. But it also means providing one of the most wonderful things that the pro-life movement has done in its history since Roe versus Wade is the setting up of crisis pregnancy centers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Places where young women who feel like they have no other option, who feel themselves in desperate straits, can go to receive any type of care or support that they need. This is terrific because it means we're
recognizing this is a difficult situation.
We're approaching it with integrity, and that's important.
Yeah.
If we don't do that, our cause is lost.
I agree.
Love them both. Love them both.
Child, mother.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep. And help. And there is help. That is the beautiful thing. And Park River, North Dakota has a pregnancy health center. Park River, North Dakota, right?
That's because good Christians live there.
Yes, I know. But I'm saying they're not far away. They're, you know, St. Gianna's maternity home, you know,
yes.
Another prime example. More after this from Washington, D.C. The Big March for Life is on. Your call's welcome. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held Tuesday, January 31st at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and Wednesday, February 1st at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Trump yesterday at the retreat up in Philadelphia with all the members of Congress, and Congressman Cramer sent me a note last night with a photo of the group, and I sent him a note back. I said, I don't recall ever hearing a president ever say the following words: clean, beautiful coal. But that's what the President of the United States said yesterday. He is just amazing. I tell you, this guy is phenomenal. You know, he really, clean, beautiful coal. And you know what? Coal is beautiful. Because coal gets you affordable energy. Coal gets you reliable energy. Monsignor was earlier talking about the hearty bunch we need to be on the prairie. You're right, but guess what? You know, when that switch goes off, it's tough times, right? When you when you're out without power because of a blizzard or whatever, it needs to be reliable, and we have very reliable energy. And so we know a thing or two about energy and the environment, and our state is obviously a leading coal producer. Our electricity rate's among the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 7 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Isn't that amazing? That's clean, beautiful coal. Find out more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, secureenergyfuture.org. That's their website, okay? More with Monsignor James Shea. We had an off-air call, wondered Monsignor about the costs of all of this related to the students coming. So go ahead and roll that, Todd or Manny, and we'll let the Monsignor answer.
Well, that ain't cost the taxpayer money for James Shake to run around with 600 some kids. I hope the Catholic Church is paying for it, because that's not right. We don't send kids to school to run around on vacation. They're supposed to go get an education. The taxpayers are paying for it. He's making big money to go on vacation on taxpayer? I hope not. All I have to say, thanks.
All right, so a couple of things to address there. Thank you for the comment. Taxpayer funding. Maybe he's confusing the University of Mary with one of the public universities in the state, but obviously there's no taxpayer funding at the school, correct? Or sending students to the March for Life.
Right. The University of Mary is a private university, Christian, Catholic, and Benedictine. And this is an extraordinary part of the student's education. And so it's funded by the University of Mary, which is funded by private donations, by generous people who believe in our mission and who support us. And then the students themselves pay to be able to come. They themselves, they and their families sacrifice in order for them to be able to come. Now, that's not to say that you can't get an education at the University of Mary for the same cost or cheaper than at some of our public universities. That's the case. I mean, we're the most affordable private college in America.
I forget, by the way, one is just a little bit less. You're a little bit less than UND and just a little bit more than NDSU, is that right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's right.
But it's a private education.
It's a private education.
With a campus in Rome and and some extraordinary educational opportunities, so that's pretty phenomenal.
Right, so I think the caller was fundamentally confused about what the source of funding for the University of Mary is, but there's something more deep to that. There's a fundamental confusion as well about what education is. And about how education works. Education, lots of people think, is just simple career preparation, that all we're doing is we're infusing marketable skills so that students can go out into the workplace and make a living for themselves. That's not education at its best, and that's not the reason that education was founded at the University of Mary. In other words, when the Benedictine sisters who came to the prairies of North Dakota to serve the needs of the people, when they came and then they founded Mary College in 1959, they founded it because they wanted to provide the type of education to form what they said were leaders in the service of truth. Leaders in the service of truth, not leaders in the service of self. And so what we do is we try and instill in our students the tremendous impulse, the desire, and the willingness to be able to place their lives at the service of others and to look out for those who are most in need of their help. And today, our students are getting that lesson in a beautiful way as they themselves witness to life by standing up for life here in our nation's capital.
Yeah, what's more important than that?
And anybody who thinks that this is a vacation should spend 30 hours on the bus with us.
And sometimes a little bit longer, as in last year.
Yeah, right.
30 hours to get here and about,
It was 54 hours to get back with the time that we were stranded.
Yeah.
And so I got to say, this is an extraordinary part of the student's education. And you talk to students who have been to the march and they say that it's a life-changing event. It's a life-changing event because they understand that now their adulthood is for real. That when you're an adult, you can't simply receive passively the beliefs of others. When you're an adult, you have to take the beliefs which are most precious, your principles, your convictions, and you need to stand for them. And sometimes you'll be laughed at. Sometimes you'll be criticized. Sometimes people will avoid you or shun you because of what you believe. But that hardiness of soul, that tremendous tenacity of spirit is part of what it means to get a good education. And our students are learning that in real time in Technicolor today. Because all along the route, all along Constitution Avenue, there will be counter-protesters. When we reach the steps of the Supreme Court, there will be people spitting on us and shouting at us and taking up a spirit of deep aversion to this cause. And we tell our students, understand and realize that this is not something primarily political or even social. This is a deep, it's a matter of the heart. It's a spiritual battle.
I think it's a spiritual battle for the following reason. To end the life of an unborn child. To say a Supreme Court of the United States of America says it is legal to kill an unborn child. I don't know any other description of that than evil. Okay? That to me is just flat out evil. And so would you recommend that people see this through the eyes of something good versus evil? In other words, those that are uncomfortable, don't want to bring this up, don't want to go there, don't want to, be part of this. Who doesn't want to be part of standing up for what's good versus what's evil? And to me, when I see those kind of protests and I see some of the things I saw last weekend, I said, that's evil. I can see it. I mean, now you can put a name to it. So, A, is it good versus evil? And B, is that a way to motivate more people to join the cause?
It is a matter of good versus evil. But we have to understand that evil doesn't simply operate in an open way. In other words, it doesn't just hold a machete that's dripping with blood or something. Evil has a different mode of operations. It often operates in the shadows of people's hearts. It often operates in cowardice, in the type of a spirit that masks our true selves, and through seductive whispers. that gets into our minds and into our hearts and convinces us to take the easy way out. And that's very often the way that we can succumb to evil, because we don't recognize it, that evil often disguises itself as an angel of light. And this is one of the most tricky things in that respect. And so in terms of motivation, I think we talked earlier about the fact that images of the unborn child in the womb, sucking its mother's thumb, yawning and smiling, that these images, which are relatively new in terms of science, that these images can really help us a lot, because we're able to show the beauty of the unborn child. But it's not fundamentally something which is sentimental. It's fundamentally about the battle of good and evil, which is active in every human heart. And we have to choose right. We have to choose truth. We have to choose good. And that means that we need a discerning spirit as well. And again, we go back to the question of education and the remark that caller made. Education isn't simply about learning facts and figures. It's not just what are the economic causes of the Second Crusade. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What's the scientific formula for salt? It's not just learning those types of facts and figures. Education is deeper. Education is about the formation of the human heart for happiness and for right living and for virtue. And when we think about what this country was founded upon, when we think of the virtue which is necessary for citizens if they indeed are to govern themselves, if government is to be entrusted with the people need themselves to be well-educated, which is to say, to be virtuous. And in the foundations of our country, that principle is operative, that the country will go in a bad way if we lose our moral bearings.
One of the ways I've been able to stay so just steadfast on this issue is a passage in the Bible that talks about, I knew you before I formed you in the womb. Mm. I think it's Jeremiah. I can't remember.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know, so very obviously saying in the Bible that, okay, before I even formed you in the womb, I knew what you were going to do, right? So then I think of 58 million children in the United States that have been aborted since Roe versus Wade, what were they supposed to do? Was the person that was going to cure cancer in that 58 million?
Right, and how impoverished are we then for their loss?
Right.
How deep is the wound and the grief? And our students feel that. Katrina, in her speech this morning, or this afternoon, is also going to talk about that. She's going to talk about how her generation has been ripped apart by this, how the wounds and the absence of her peers will be felt very deeply, but also how her generation now, ironically, in a cold, awful irony, is the primary market for those who promote abortion and who promote this as an easy way out or as a solution. Because, of course, it's not easy for anybody. It's a terrible and difficult and agonizing choice.
Well, hopefully, folks, after this conversation, a seed was planted and there's a little more thought about it. And I would encourage everyone to watch, whether it's today while the march happens or later. C-SPAN will have this coverage on all weekend long, so you can watch it and go to their website and watch it again and replays, and see the joy in the kids' eyes. Look at the joy in their eyes and their spirit, these kids that are there. That will motivate you, I think, to be part of this cause and to maybe take a little step outside your comfort
box. It's a matter of joy. When we return to that passage from Jeremiah, what we see is that God says, when I formed you in the womb, I knew you, so don't be afraid of the mission that I'm going to give you. And our students are learning that they were created for a purpose and that they can stand strong because God wants them to accomplish something beautiful with their lives.
Texter says, Scott, rule of law, pick and choose. Well, I think what he's saying is it's the law of the land. So you're going to pick and choose. What I'm doing at the March for Life, what I believe these hundreds of thousands of students are doing, is saying the law's wrong. And we're going to do everything in our power to begin to change it. And by the way, Donald Trump will appoint, announce and nominate a Supreme Court nominee that will go one step that way next week. So that's what you do, right?
Well, right. The idea that the law is invincibly moral and always gets it right is pretty deeply flawed. I think of the Dred Scott decision,
yeah,
which codified slavery. And, of course, slavery is intrinsically immoral.
And nobody looks back now and says, maybe it was okay. It had its good points. We all agree slavery was terrible.
No, that's right. Right. And so when citizens abdicate the moral principle which is necessary for self-governance, then you get the tyranny the tyranny of the strong versus the weak.
Another texter, Ken in Bismarck, said there's a lot of passion on both sides of that issue, so I'll inject a little humor. I always thought that Roe versus Wade were two ways to get out of Ted Kennedy's car. Ken, I'm not even going to make Monsignor have to reply on that one, but that's it is humorous. I'll give you that. All right, Monsignor, we'll let you get down to the mall. We're going to check in with Jerome Richter down there, who has some students as well, so we'll pick up on some of that. Joy, thanks so much. This was great.
God bless you, Scott. Thanks for being here with us.
Same to you. I'm loving every minute of it. More coming up from Washington, D.C. in the March for Life. Folks, don't go away.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Winter months have the most crashes and pose unique safety risks and hazards for drivers. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Levin, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, giving tips to keep you safe this winter season.
It's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights. And so I think that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves: slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway. Be careful, slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
For more winter driving safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
We got a lot of traffic on our Facebook page related to a photo I put up yesterday of the protest site. It's the camp where, on Corps of Engineers land, of course, eco-terrorists have set up their camp. And now the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and, you know, state officials and others have said, you know, you got to leave. And this is a, you know, this is an ecological disaster now. And but we actually have a photo of it. And so check that out. A lot of chatter about that going on Facebook right now. You want to weigh in on that. But if you haven't seen the photo, check out the photo. Also put up a post yesterday of threats. And when I say threats, it's not like, hey, Scott, you know, I'm going to come wring your neck kind of threats, right? This is threats, again, from the prayerful, peaceful. Is that what they are, Todd? Prayerful, peaceful?
Yeah, I shared that over to Cave Fire, and it's reached almost 4,000 people now. And, yeah, for everybody who says, prayerful, peaceful, protector, but read this and then still think that way.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. So anyway, the photo of Cannonball you got to see. Check that out if you haven't seen it on my Facebook page. The comment was related to the Morton County Sheriff's Department. It said Tracer Smith is the guy's name. And if you think Trump is going to assist you, think again, Morton County Sheriff's Department. You will end up in body bags along with anyone who assists you. Also, we will have your names and addresses. We know where your children go to school. Any questions? You will soon find out who the law really is when you see a bunch of military hardware aimed at you, starting with the AH-64, M1A1, C-130 for close support, etc. And folks, this is not unusual. This one tripped my trigger because of body bags directed at a threat to the Morton County Sheriff's Department. There's a lot of this stuff on there. Chase Iron Eyes is on there. Democratic candidate for Congress in North Dakota is on there talking about war. And don't leave and don't listen to these people. Thankfully, I think this has now become a group of dead-enders, and the numbers are smaller. This permit's going to be approved. I have sources tell me it's already been signed. It's just a matter of being issued, and it's coming. All right, it's days, not weeks. It'll be here. There's no doubt about it. And so will a federal law enforcement to match the local law enforcement, as well it should. But I don't believe that there are anything other than some really bad actors like this who have always been part of this, which I've never understood, wasn't easy to acknowledge by folks at Standing Rock, but we're glad they're there now, finally. Anyway, just want to let you know some of that was going on. We are in Washington, D.C. It is the March for Life. More coverage of that next hour. More of your calls on any and all topics today on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. We're counting down to Giving Hearts Day, most generous day of the year in North Dakota. It's the 9th of February. It's a Thursday, co-hosted by Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, and the Alex Stern Family Foundation. And we've been highlighting a number of charities that will benefit from your generosity on Giving Hearts Day all throughout the region. And we have another right now. Than Bartson is here. Than is the director of Unseen Ministries. How are you, Than?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Tell me what kind of need is out there for a service like what you offer at Unseen.
Right. Well, Unseen is fighting human trafficking and its root causes around the world. Right now, we are partnered with 23 organizations in 12 countries that each of the rescue partners that we are serving are fighting trafficking and its root causes for the most in-need people, kids around the world. And right now, the UN has upped the number of people living in slavery from 30 million to an estimated 45 million people. And that outrageous number is only combated by the amount of people that are doing everything they can to rescue kids, women, and families in need. And we're here to support those rescuers in their critical fight.
In a minute or less, tell people what it means to be living in slavery. You got a typical scenario of the kind of kids you're helping.
Yeah, so human trafficking covers a variety of areas, everything from sex trafficking, like we see in places like Bangkok, Thailand, and all over the world, to forced labor. You know, we've got kids that we are helping that are born into slavery in places like brick kilns in India or Pakistan that at, you know, 4 and 6 years old are exploited to haul bricks all day. the people that we're serving, the rescuers that we're, that we are helping, are right there on the ground helping kids in absolute need.
And this, folks, this is happening. It's here. As you say, that number's growing. Tell people quickly what they can do to help you and Unseen.
Absolutely. Well, we are located right here in Fargo, North Dakota. This has been an incredibly supportive community, and Giving Hearts Day is one of the best days of the year to get involved. We've got $60,000 up for match on that day. So every gift given online, every check sent dated February 9th is going to be doubled up to $60,000. And that match is only made possible by two families that stepped up and said, we need to help these kids. And for everybody that gets involved with Unseen on Giving Hearts Day, we'll match up to $60,000. So every gift given that day is a great way to get involved. And we're looking for volunteers around the calendar year as well. So our website is weareunseen.org for anybody that wants to get involved.
Fantastic. One more time on the website.
Weareunseen.org.
Unseen Ministries and Giving Hearts Day again, February 9th. Find out more about that online at givingheartsday.org. That's where you can do the match on the big day as well. Love it. Great cause. Thank you, Than Bartson. More coming up, folks.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.